That song is Chase the Fairway, and a Norwegian singer singing it. And it's a good way to start the show because we'll be talking about golf in the first segment of the show today. Larry Mueller here. And we're having some fun because the U.S. Women's Open is coming to Erin Hills right here in Wisconsin. So we'll be talking about that during the show. But right now, a couple of words about the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Your gift, any amount, makes a big difference. And here to help me today is Jennifer Dargan, who is Deputy Director of the Educational Communications Board. Are we just ECB around here, isn't it, Jennifer?
Just ECB is fine. We're casual like that.
Casual like that. And thinking about listener support, mm-hmm. We say this a lot. It's the biggest source of our funding.
It is the biggest source of funding. And some people still, you know, need a little reminder of that, and that's what we're here for. It really means that your support funds this program, as well as everything else you hear on WPR and everything that you count on. So for that reason, I hope we've convinced you by now it's the last day of the drive to make a donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The drives are important. We want to make sure the funding is in place for the news and information you rely on from WPR. And your gift funds this program, mm-hmm. for sure, as well as all the other WPR shows you value. So please give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And public radio means something special. It's not like every other channel on the radio. Public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we do appreciate all of our funding streams, listener support is still the largest and the most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your contribution, any amount, really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably really important to you. Maybe you're one of those can't miss the 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every weekday. Lots of people are in that boat. If it's personally important to you, it's also important to you that everyone in the state has access to this high quality conversation information that you get every day when you tune in.
Yeah. So what about you? Become a member with a contribution, let's say $10 a month or $120. And you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. We're listener-supported, and that's why your participation is so important. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I've just learned a lot by listening to public radio. I feel like I can use it. It's something I can use in my life and learn more or do something different or think differently. It kind of runs in my family. My mom listens to public radio. My dad listens to public radio. My brother listens to public radio, although I think he's unlucky because he lives in New York and we have the best public radio here. I've traveled around the country and this is the best. I'm Katie Simonson from Burlington. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news and information.
Katie, thank you very much. You, too, can give. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It is important, but it's also easy. How many things in life are important, but also easy? That's kind of nice. It just takes a few minutes of your time. You can take care of this really important thing, a gift of any amount, maybe $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And if you're wondering, how much should I give? Well, that is completely up to you. Your contribution of any amount is going to be turned into all this great programming you hear when you turn on WPR. It's going to keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And by the way, thanks. I want to say thank you for making an investment that serves the whole community.
Well, I don't think we can say thank you enough. Thank you so, so much. If you want a little bit more, in addition to the great programming you hear on WPR, and you want to show off your pride in Wisconsin Public Radio, you can ask for the latest WPR t-shirt. Larry is not wearing it right now. I would love to be able to point at you. Where's your t-shirt, Larry? Did you order one?
I donated the first day of the drive.
And you're getting a t-shirt.
So I'm getting one, and it isn't here yet.
To be fair, I'm not wearing mine either. But they're soft, and they're comfy, and they have all of the symbols of Wisconsin on it, including WPR, which is a great symbol of Wisconsin. You can get yours, too, when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you could become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. There are convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or maybe your credit card. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Pat in Sturgeon Bay who said, I count on WPR for interesting programming, especially love Larry Mueller. We all do, but thank you so much, Pat. Thank you for your donation. If you want to join in and have your voice counted, you can do that now.
Yeah, very important. Really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very, very much. Well, let's turn our attention to spring and golf. Spring's a great time to get out and golf. And today we're going to talk about where to golf in the state this spring, and you'll hear about some exciting events coming up in the golf world. And really good to have Rob Jansen back with us. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Rob will give you a list of his favorite courses to play in the spring, and we'll cover the big national championships coming to our state as well. And as I talk with Rob, I hope you'll join in. Tell us the public courses you like to visit every year. What makes some great places to play? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Rob Jansen, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Larry. Great to be back. Appreciate you having me on.
I love golfing at this time of the year. What about you?
Yeah, especially with this great weather we seem to be getting started with here. I'm out at North Shore Country Club today. We've got our U.S. Open local qualifier today. So great to have some nice weather for the talented players out here competing for those coveted spots to advance to the next round of U.S. Open qualifying.
Yeah, and there's a lot of final qualifying going on right now, as a matter of fact, I believe. And I think some Wisconsin women have already qualified.
Yeah, so the final qualifiers for the Women's Open are happening as we speak right now. On the men's side, it's a two-stage process, just given the number of entries that were received. So they start with the local qualifier that we're running here today and advance on to final qualifying, and that gets them into the U.S. Open. So it's a beautiful event. Anyone with a great golf game and a dream can enter and play their way into our national championship.
I was thinking about, well, now we've got the U.S. Women's Open, which is going to be at Erin Hills near Oconomowoc. Let's talk about the course first. I would hate to play that course from the tips, as far back as you could play.
I wouldn't recommend that for anybody. You're
long
out there playing, and you can look back, and there's probably, no matter where you're playing, tee box-wise, you can probably look back, and there's three more tee boxes behind you that I would not recommend.
Yeah, and it's a special course in so many ways. I mean, it's hosting some national events, has held and will be holding in the future.
Yeah, a really special place. Had a great media event yesterday for the local media to come out and get a preview of the course and hear from some of the folks at the USGA and talk about the rich history that Erin Hills already has. And it's a pretty young course, relatively speaking. So the fact that it's hosted a men's open and now is hosting a women's open, just hosting those two events puts Erin Hill's on a pretty short list of some of the best courses in the country who can make that claim. So, yeah, course is in great shape. It's going to be a great test and a special event for, you know, for the ladies that qualify and compete.
Yeah. And as I was saying, I think there are already some folks, some women from Wisconsin who have qualified. I think Bobby Stricker and Izzy Stricker from Madison have already qualified, if I'm not mistaken.
They attempted to qualify.
Oh, they didn't make it.
It's really tough to get through. They were in a really competitive qualifying site, and only a handful of spots up for grabs at each of these events. And, I mean, you have some pros from around the country signing up for these. You have great high school, college players, and that's the best players in the world that that want to play in this event. It's the largest purse in women's golf, so it's going to draw the best field and very, very tough to make it through. But still a lot of Wisconsin players playing in some of the qualifiers coming up, so I'm hoping we can advance a couple through and have them playing.
Yeah,
have them playing in the championship.
Yeah, it'd be great. I think there were at least 26 women from Wisconsin trying to get in. And I mean, just in order to go to one of these, to qualify to get in, to try to get in, let's put it that way, you need a handicap like a 2 or something, an index of 2.4, which is better than iGolf.
Yeah, me too. I would not be eligible to try myself, but we're working on it. We're working on it.
Oh man. Well, the U.S. Open. Somebody asked me, "How big a deal is this?" And I said, "Well, it's a pretty big deal." I mean, in your mind, how big a deal is it?
Oh, it's the biggest deal. I mean, these are the biggest championships in the world. This is the 80th U.S. Women's Open. So, the USGA has been deeply invested in women's golf for a long time before a lot of other sports were, providing these opportunities. So, there's some big stars in the women's game right now that are going to be at Erin Hills. It's going to be a great viewing experience for golfers, for families, for kids. Kids get in free with a paid adult, so it can be a really affordable activity for families. Parking's free and on site. You're not going to have to deal with shuttles and long walks, long drives, and logistical challenges. I think it's going to be a really nice experience. Fingers crossed for great weather like we have right now in a couple weeks when the championship rolls around. It doesn't get any bigger than this in women's golf. The stars will be there. And, I hope golf fans and everyone else comes out to check it out.
Yeah, it's May 29th through June 1st, the Open at Erin Hills. So who are you excited to see at the Open? I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Nelly Korda in person. It'd be fun to see her and Lydia Ko, maybe.
I think Nelly's probably gonna bring a lot of fans out, and have never had the chance to see her play in person, so she's certainly at the top of the list. And yeah, just really hope we can get some Wisconsin players in the field to root for there as well. But we'll be a great field regardless.
Yeah. Rob Johnson, our guest, executive director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association, talking golf with him this morning to begin our show during our listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. Jennifer Dargan's going to step back in with me for a minute. This is the last day of our spring member drive. And your chance to put a vote in for this program and a lot of the other programs. Listener donations are the largest source of our funding. And if you've been meaning to give, now's the time, because the drive ends at 6 today. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And your gift during our member drive is so important because it directly supports your daily listening. You know, Larry, you and your guests help with so many aspects of our lives. Of course, our gardens, our homes, our bodies. I'm thinking about the physical therapists, our minds, the book clubs, and all the other authors that you interview. All of these conversations you come here for every day, they're available thanks to you. So choose an amount and then make your gift. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, about once a month, we take a show to take time in the month to talk about some aspect of sports. And it just kind of depends on the season and what's going on. And with the Women's U.S. Open, we thought, what a perfect time to have Rob Jansen on to talk about the Open and just talk about golf, because it's a great time of the year to play golf. Well, we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
The last count I saw was there were 26,000 WPR members that are sustainers. That's really amazing. There are probably more now since this drive's been going on.
Yeah.
But that means sustainers are folks who make an ongoing monthly gift to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And what we like about it, and what you might like about it too, is it's a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. And as we've been saying, it's easy to become a sustainer, and why not do it right now? Choose an amount, let's say 10 or 20 bucks a month, and set it up to be ongoing. It's easy at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Around town, at work, out jogging, at the lake. Let people know you're a WPR fan when you wear your new WPR 2025 t-shirt. This comfortable and attractive cotton poly blend shirt has a lavender and orange design on a cream-colored background. It'll be a conversation starter as you work and play here in Wisconsin or anywhere you travel.
I like your shirt. Thank you.
Ask for your t-shirt now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. And your support during our drive makes the news, the conversations, the music that you enjoy on WPR possible. Your gift might be 10, 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, I'll do this tomorrow. I'll support WPR tomorrow.
No, wait.
Well, today is your last chance to support WPR during this member drive.
Don't delay. Join this great community of people coming together right now to make great radio. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And while you're on the phone or at our website, pick up one of those t-shirts. It is really well designed. Grace Lorenz on our staff here designs them. And it's kind of hard to describe, but you can see it on our website. It's a purple and orange Wisconsin-themed design. It's got all the state symbols on it and, of course, WPR. And at the back of it has the stations on it in case you're traveling around the state and you're like, where do I tune in? Where do I? You can it's just
take
like a
your
concert
shirt off
shirt.
And turn it
yeah,
around. And
maybe flip it around. And like, oh, okay, 88.3, got it.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
You can pick that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thanks so much for that. Maybe this is the day you increase your support of WPR, maybe $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Ted in Milwaukee who made a donation and said public media is a valuable asset to our community. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it is indeed. What about you now? Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking golf right now with Rob Jansen. Rob's the executive director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association. We're taking a look at golfing in springtime in Wisconsin. We're talking about the U.S. Women's Open. That's going to be at Erin Hills right here in our state. And certainly looking forward to your own thoughts or questions. You got a favorite course you want to talk about, or maybe a question about a course, maybe about the rules? Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. You know, Rob, maybe you should talk a bit before we get back to talking about the specific courses and the Open and so forth. What's the tell us about the Wisconsin State Golf Association. What's its purpose, and what do you provide for the people in our state?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization. We're member funded as well. If people didn't kind of join and support us, we wouldn't be around. So we have individual golfers who join to receive some individual benefits, get their official golf handicap and golf publications and Golf Digest magazine and the ability to play in events we run, et cetera. We also provide services directly to courses. We measure and rate their course and help them with questions on, you know, rules and other things related to their golf course. And just generally are here to promote the game and encourage people to play it and promote the courses that we have in Wisconsin. And there's so many great ones that we're lucky to have here in the state. So, yeah, it's great. Every day is a little different, but we appreciate all the support we get. Hopefully some golfers listening that are supporting us will also be supporting you guys and public radio here today as well. In addition to golf, I love a good T-shirt, so I think I'm going to have to donate myself to get my hands on this T-shirt I'm hearing about.
It's really cool. I've got mine on the way, so maybe the next time when I run into you, I'll have to let you know when I'm coming your way, and I'll put on that T-shirt. Maybe you can put yours on too. Hey, John emailed us. How was Aaron Hill selected to host the Open?
The USGA looks for the best courses in the country that are going to provide the best test for golfers, men and women, depending on the given championship. And, they've really made a commitment to the women's game to take the Women's Open to the best golf courses in the country. And Erin Hills is on that very short list of the best golf courses in the country. It also happens to be public, which is great because, people can go out and get a tee time and pay to play it themselves. Some of the other great courses these Open Championships go to are, private and don't have that same access. So that's a unique thing here in Wisconsin. I think the USGA knows that Wisconsin's a supportive golf community. The fans are going to come out, the volunteers are going to come out, and it's going to make for a great championship venue for them and certainly a stern test of golf for the ladies. So there's a lot of factors, but at the end of the day, it's one of the best golf courses in the country, and that's why they picked Erin Hills.
Yeah. And you think about it, what do we have, 540 or so golf courses in the state? I think 90% of them are public.
Yeah, it's a very, very high percentage. So, I think that's important for making the game accessible. And a lot of those courses are also very affordable and a great value. So no matter your budget and skill level, there's going to be a course close by to introduce you to the game, give you a chance to come out and play and practice and work on your game, maybe get some instruction, maybe a junior program for kids. We're blessed with one of the best golf states in the country, without a doubt.
And I'm just trying to remember how many of our courses are ranked in the top 100 courses in the country, which there are thousands, of course. But I think we have at least 10, don't we?
I happen to know that stat by heart. We do have 10, 10 of the top 100 on the Golf Digest list of top 100 public courses in the country. They came out with an article last year as well, proclaiming Wisconsin the number one state for public golf, mainly focused on those you know, really nice destination courses that golfers are coming in from all over the country, all 50 states, from all over the world to travel around the state and play these bucket list courses like Erin Hills and Whistling Straits, Black Wolf Run, all the great things happening at Sand Valley and the great golf courses that they have there, in addition to Lasonia and the Bull and Century World. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on, as they say. But yeah, very, very lucky with what we have in our backyard here.
You know, and I played a good many of those courses, as a matter of fact. And the thing I do like about playing them is that there are a lot of tees, like Black Wolf Run and Whistling Straits. You know, the tee that I'm playing on, I can look back a long ways before I I see the furthest back tee. So anybody can. Any golfer who is, you know, can play those courses because of the way golf is sort of set up.
Yeah, that's been one of the best trends, I think, happening in the game is just encouraging people to move up and find the appropriate set of tees for their skill level. Really getting away from, hey, this is a men's tee, this is a women's tee, this is a junior tee. They're all just tee boxes at different yardages. And, you know, the key is just matching up the appropriate yardage and tee box to your skill level that's really going to make it for an enjoyable round. And I think as that message has caught on and people have generally moved up tee boxes instead of moving back, it's really made the game more enjoyable. It makes for quicker rounds and really just a better experience for everybody.
I've been playing a long, long time, and I started near the back, but I have been slowly and on occasion quickly moving my way forward to the closer, to the easier, I guess you could say it. It would be easy for a great golfer to play maybe those forward tees, but it just makes it more fun. Why would you want to, and I'll sometimes see, especially young men who might have teed off in front of me, I'll sometimes see them from the back tees and waiting and waiting and waiting and then hitting, probably they should have been moving forward. You get a little of that or see a little of that?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's getting better, but yeah, there's always going to be a group of golfers who they want to play the tips, they want to play the farthest back set of tees they can, even though it doesn't match up with their skill level, when in reality they would have a much better time, a much better experience. They're going to play better, they're going to score better by finding, you know, the tees that are the best fit for them. It's probably not going to be the furthest back tees, you know, unless you're playing golf for a living, you probably shouldn't be playing those back tee boxes too
No,
often.
It's just so much more fun. I get so much more enjoyment out of it when I'm playing at an appropriate level, at appropriate tee box. Well, how's the course? Jane wonders, how's the course prepared for a competition like this? What goes on at Erin Hills to make this course worthy of a U.S. Open?
Yeah, they have one of the best turf staffs in the state, in the country, out there at Erin Hills. A lot of their team has been there from the very beginning. Their head superintendent, Zach Reineking, has been there since day one of the golf course, so he literally knows the place better than anyone. So he knows everything they need to do to get the course in perfect shape. And one very unique and special thing that Erin Hills is doing, they're not opening up the golf course prior to the Women's Open. Usually they'd be opening around now, kind of early to mid-May for public play and people to start booking tee times, but they're keeping the course completely shut down prior to the ladies getting here for the U.S. Open. So the fairways aren't going to have a single divot in them. Tee boxes are going to be pristine. The greens are going to be perfect. So That makes it really easy to get the course in phenomenal shape. Most courses are allowing public play leading up to the championship. Most private courses will allow their members to play until, you know, a few days or maybe the week before the championship at minimum. So a really big time commitment from Erin Hills to keep the course kind of shut down just to ensure that it's as good as it possibly can be for the best ladies in the world to come check it out.
Lynn wonders, would it be a good idea to take your kids?
100%, yeah. I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old at home. I'll be taking them both out. Kids get in for free. Parking is on site, so I think it makes for a good family experience. There's a lot of kind of fun fan experience type interactive things for kids to do as well, in addition to just going out on the golf course and watching some of these players up close. If you do have really little ones, you know, I'd recommend, you know, finding some, you know, holes close to the clubhouse, maybe cut down on the walking a little bit. There's plenty of great viewing areas, you know, really close to, you know, the clubhouse that aren't going to require a lot of walking. You know, I'd recommend hanging out at the first tee or the 10th tee, watching players tee off. Then you can head right over to 9 green or 18 green, both fun holes to, you know, watch players play, and, you know, grandstands available to, you know, to sit down. And so I'd absolutely recommend bringing young kids out, families out. Hopefully it inspires some, you know, young girls to take up the game after seeing you know, the best professionals in the world.
It's really interesting to me, because I've been to a number of events like this, and the fact that you might be 50 feet away from the best players in the world, or less even.
Yeah, now Erin Hills, if people haven't been out there, it's a massive property with a lot of space, which provides a lot of, you know, great opportunities and access to, you know, the entire golf course for those that do want to walk out a little bit more and find a hole that maybe isn't going to have as big of a crowd, where you can get you know, closer to the players. But yeah, and, you know, generally the you know, the ladies are really appreciative of the fans, you know, coming out to support them. The grounds are also going to be open on Wednesday for a practice day. So anybody who maybe wants to try to get autographs for their kids, that's probably going to be the best day to do it. The players are still out there preparing and getting ready for their championship to start the next day for the first round. But before and after their rounds, they're going to be, you know, very willing to sign autographs, take pictures, a lot of neat opportunities for anybody who comes out on Wednesday prior to the tournament round starting on Thursday.
Maybe get your cap autographed or something like that.
Yeah, you know, they'll sell, you know, the commemorative flags. That's always a popular item to grab to get autographed. And it's always fun to see, you know, big smiles on young kids with a flag just full of autographs where you could barely squeeze one more on because there's not going to be a player in the field who's going to want to walk by that kid and not sign their flag.
I could get my WPR T-shirt autographed.
Yeah, we could both get our T-shirts autographed, maybe.
Oh, man. Rob Jansen, our guest today, executive director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Fun talking golf with him. We've had some emails. You can email us at talk@WPR.org if you want to phone in. The number's 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you on this, the last day of our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. And Jennifer Dargan came rushing back in to help me out. Your support, so important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained. And that's how it works.
That's how it works. And if you've been listening to this show for maybe a couple of years, you probably know how it works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. So if you have been meaning to give, if you've been knowing this and saying, I'm going to get around to it, you know, this is really the time. Procrastinators unite. Do it now. Last day of our drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are listener-powered here at WPR. That means your support makes the news, the analysis, the conversations, and the weekend fun available not only for yourself, but for everyone, the entire community. So thank you for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, you and your producers, you just are making life better for listeners every day. I really think that's part of the mission of the show. There's really advice you can use, really practical advice. There's topics that affect, you know, everyone in the community. You know, you hear about Wisconsin wildlife, some wild stories about wildlife, right? Things going on at the university and the state, you know, consumer protection. And then today we're talking about sports.
Yeah, today we're talking a little about golf. A little later on, we'll be talking about the Brewers. And you make the show possible when you join in the conversation and with your financial support. Your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 keeps interesting conversations available to all.
You're moving about your day. You might be spending more on things that you really even think about, and that adds up. Coffee, maybe you get lunch out. It's easy to spend money on things that are important in your life.
Sure, and Wisconsin Public Radio, I think, is part of your routine as well. It's your source for great conversations, for example. And I'm hoping you'll spend some money on it today. Start with a buck a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Margo Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison. If we want to keep Wisconsin Public Radio, we have to support it.
There have been times when I haven't been able to give, even between the time I was a student and now. Even if you're able to give a little bit, I think that makes a big difference. And the sustaining membership, where automatically every month it comes out of your checking account, you don't notice it so much that way. And it's super easy, and I think it makes a difference.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we are especially talking to you this drive. You know, we have other ways of getting in touch with our existing members, and we really appreciate them. But the best way that we have to contact you, you who have not given yet, is through these drives.
Yeah, and if you've been listening for weeks or months or years and haven't donated before, hey, today's the day that you could become a WPR member. You'll feel great when you support the station you rely on. And WPR programs will benefit from your contribution. You can give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And while you're at it, pick up the latest WPR t-shirt and put that in your closet so you can pull it out and wear it with pride. It's soft and it's stylish, and it'll let everyone know that you are a WPR listener and donor. So ask for yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. They're convenient. They're ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Marsha from Franklin made a donation and said, I enjoy WPR and appreciate all that WPR does for Wisconsin. Thank you, Marsha.
Yeah, thank you very much. What about you? Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the Milwaukee Brewers and how the team's doing. Right now, though, we're talking golf with Rob Jansen. Rob's executive director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association. And I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. And let's take a call. Rich in La Crescent, Minnesota, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, anybody who golfs will probably agree that the worst thing about golf is slow pace of play. What is the USGA doing to address that?
Yeah, pace of play is sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great, Rob.
Yeah, it's it's still a challenge facing the game. I think one of the big things that we just talked about was getting golfers to move up. That generally is going to encourage faster pace of play. There's also a lot of things, you know, course setup wise that courses can do to encourage faster play and not setting up the course too difficultly for daily play to keep things moving as best as possible. In competitive events like we have going on today, we have rules officials and pace of play volunteers throughout the course to monitor pace. And, players can get penalized for slow play in competition. But, for daily play at public courses, it can be a challenge if they don't have the staff to really be on the course and look for gaps. It ultimately is on the player's shoulders to stay up with the group in front of them and play faster and something the game continues to try to do a good job of getting people to keep moving. But playing the right tee box is definitely one of the keys to improving pace of play, I think.
I would agree with that. I think in the spring of the year is actually, to me, it's been pretty good pace of play, the half dozen times or so that I played already this spring. Maybe because the people out early are the people who golf a lot, and so they tend to move along. And you should be. I mean, what's your ideal in terms of 18 holes of golf, Rob? What's the standard for a good pace?
I think the standard, I think the 4-hour mark is, an attainable, achievable mark for any golf course and any player. I like to play even faster than that. My ideal pace, I love to walk. I prefer to walk whenever I can. I love to play and, closer to 3.5, maybe even 3:15. And I don't feel rushed. I'm not, walking faster than I normally would. It's just being mindful of, when it's your turn to play and preparing for your shot and, just getting on the ball and hitting it. Thinking about it usually doesn't lead to a better shot. So I'm not sure why so many not so good golfers spend so much time thinking about the shot they're about to hit when taking less time is actually going to help most people's game. So, I love a good fast round. 3:30, I think, is the sweet spot.
Yeah, well, you're probably not spending a lot of time on the tee or on the green then either. I've decided that I'm not going to be I usually just get up. I'm walking to the green. I'm looking at the green, look where the hole is, look where the ridges are or whatever. And I can get up there and not take very long to make my putt.
Yeah. I mean, the greens are definitely an area where people tend to slow down. Unfortunately, they pick up bad habits from some of their favorite golfers on TV sometimes.
Yes.
And they think that doing what they do might help their game when, it's really not that complicated. Take a look at the putt and get up there and hit it and hope it goes in.
Lyle shot us an email. Is Aaron Hills taking a financial loss not opening the course until the Open?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's not a smart move financially. I think it just shows their commitment to this event, to the state, to put on a good championship. The Women's Open is going to bring in a $20 to $30 million economic impact to, Washington County and, the surrounding areas and the state in general, which is great. And, yeah, they're losing tee time revenue every day. They're not open, but yeah, really special statement by their owner Andy Ziegler to do that for this event for the USGA, just to ensure the event is as good as it possibly can be and looks great on TV and provides great exposure for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and NBC and Peacock are covering the golf and. Tickets in advance, is it better to do it that way?
Yeah, everything's digital now. Yeah, you can buy them online and get them on your phone and scan them on your way in. Tickets are still available for all days for those who've been on the fence or might be watching the weather and figuring out their summer plans with family. But yeah, definitely hope they keep the event in mind and come out and support the event so we can keep big events like this coming back to Wisconsin.
Rob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us. Rob Jansen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Golf Association. We're getting closer to the top of the hour, and, well, I'll tell you what, this is the last day of our Wisconsin Public Radio Drive, which is making Jennifer Dargan and I itchy to talk with you about it. We need your support. Listener support's our largest source of funding, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
And Larry, don't you wish we could just go to every single donor to WPR and say thank you, thank you, thank you. But we can't do that,
no.
So we'll just kind of do a big group thank you right now. Thank you so much if you have already given. That really means the world to us. If not, there is still time to get in. It is just a few hours left of our spring member drive and just a few hours left during this drive to fund the independent journalism, the great conversations you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. The great thing about this is there's no set amount that makes you a member. You choose the amount. Do it and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we learned today about one of the really cool events that's coming to Wisconsin. And even if you're not a golfer, believe me, you'd have fun at Erin Hills May 29th through June 1st, or pick one of those days and go. You would enjoy the spectacle. I think you'd enjoy the players. It's fun once in a while to talk about an event like this, and not everybody does that. Here we do it once in a while at WPR, and we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And you can make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. You can pick an amount for a monthly gift, maybe $10 a month or $20 a month, and you can have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift continues year after year, so your support's always current. And you can start your ongoing monthly gifts right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Powerful way to support the programs you love on WPR.
I wake up to Wisconsin Public Radio. The alarm goes off. It's better than a snooze alarm for me because I get to hear a lot of interesting things, especially in the car. If it's not public radio, I'll turn on some golden oldies for a while. But that gets, then you heard the same song 75,000 times, you get tired of it. Maybe try some country western, but mostly I keep going back to public radio because there's always new stuff. I'm John Ink from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it is my source for a clear view of the world.
You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan coming up to the top of the hour and asking for your support for the quality programs that you value on WPR. This is the last day of our spring drive, and your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference.
When you first became a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, do you remember that? You took an important step when you first tuned us in. And now we're asking you to take the next step and become a financial supporter.
It's an important step because WPR relies on listener support. And it, you know what? It's really easy to donate. Decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month, $120 is a great starting point, and then go ahead and make your gift. It'll just take a couple of minutes, and you'll be good. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're right up to the top of the hour. Thank you so much. Again, if you've already given, thank you. If you haven't, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.